In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint Alphonsus Maria de Liguori, whose life we are presenting in this video, has been called the holiest of Neapolitans and the most Neapolitan of saints. He was born and lived in the Kingdom of Naples in Italy in the 18th century, the century called by some the Age of Enlightenment. What we can say is that he was an intense light in the world in which he lived, because with his holiness, his miracles, and his apostolate, he illuminated the lives of thousands of compatriots throughout his 90 years of life. Someone has also called him the Doctor of Prayer because of the great importance he gave to prayer in his preaching, insisting that he who prays is saved and he who does not pray is condemned. In fact, he has been made a Doctor of the Church for his many writings in which he fostered the Catholic faith and defended it from those who attacked it. Another very important aspect of his life was that of being the founder of the Congregation of the Most Holy Redeemer, or Redemptorist Fathers, or Redemptorists, spread throughout many nations of the world, as well as the Redemptorist Nuns. He was also bishop for 13 years, and everywhere he left a trail of holiness that everyone admired for his charity towards everyone, for his austere life, for his prayer, and especially for his great love for Jesus and the Virgin Mary. Saint Alphonsus Liguori was very devoted to Saint Joseph, to whom he always made the novena for his feast, with preaching and exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. Besides Saint Joseph, his favorite saint was Saint Teresa of Avila. He considered this saint as his special patron, his teacher and confidant. For this reason, when he finished or began his letters, Saint Alphonsus Liguori used to write, "Jesus, Mary, Joseph, and Teresa." Saint Alphonsus Liguori made a vow to Saint Teresa of Avila, vow valid only for when Saint Teresa is in our houses. Say every Wednesday 9 Our Fathers, Hail Marys, and Glory Bees, and also not eat fruit or a main dish. It is understood as raw fruits, not cooked. And Saint Alphonsus consecrated himself to Saint Teresa of Avila and wrote, "O Seraphic Virgin, Teresa of Jesus, in the presence of the Holy Trinity, my guardian angel, and the entire heavenly court, I choose you today, after my mother, the Virgin Mary, as mother, teacher, and special advocate, and I take the firm resolution to always serve you and to ensure that others also serve you. I beg you, therefore, to receive me forever in the number of your devoted servants. Help me in my needs and grant me the grace to imitate your virtues, walking along the true path of Christian perfection." Father Landy affirms, "Saint Alphonsus greatly admired Saint Teresa of Jesus. This great saint was his main advocate. What perhaps made Saint Alphonsus fall most in love with Saint Teresa of Avila was her immense trust in God." The first publication of Saint Alphonsus Liguori was consecrated to Saint Teresa of Jesus in 1743, entitled Considerations on the Virtues and Qualities of Saint Teresa of Jesus. And after the Holy Scripture or the Bible, it will be she, the saint, who Saint Alphonsus will quote the most. He was also very devoted to all the angels and saints in heaven, especially the Archangel Saint Michael. He placed Pagani's house and his church under the title and patronage of Saint Michael the Archangel. In 1732, he made a very important visit to him. He went to the sanctuary on Mount Gargano. Not surprisingly, Michael was one of his first names. Inside that sanctuary, he entered the holy grotto, whose black walls dripped water day and night, and in that sacred environment, he celebrated Mass, asking the holy archangel to give him strength to face so many difficulties that he had in his ministry and in the foundation of the Institute. One of the things that moved Saint Alphonsus the most was the preaching of hell. Father Cuttica spoke of a young man in Florence in 1711 having sinful relations with a married lady. The lady died almost suddenly, and the young man went to do exercises in the house of the Congregation of the Mission, or popularly known as Vincentians or Paulus. The first day at dinner time, he was absent. They called for him and found him unconscious in his smoke-filled room. They saw that the image of Jesus crucified that was there had the imprint of two hands. He came to himself and declared that the dead lady had appeared to him, telling him that she was in hell and that she had left her handprint on that painting of Jesus crucified. Father Cutica showed St. Alphonsus Liguori that painting, with her hands imprinted on the cloth. This painting is preserved. It measures just over 19 inches high by about a foot wide. Her fingers have pierced paper and tissue, and they have left the fingerprint stylized with the edges still blackened. The superior of the Paulists, Father Scaramelli, authenticated the fact with the seal of his institute on November 4, 1712. Perhaps some may doubt the event itself, but the truth is that this fact was so shocking in the society of that time in Naples that even the king sent his children to see the painting and meditate in front of it. In fact, it also impacted St. Alphonsus Liguori's already prepared heart, and he decided to live a celibate life out of love for Jesus Christ, even though he lived in the world, fulfilling his social obligations. His love and charity for the souls in purgatory was constant. Father Villani tells us, "I know from sight and hearing that our founder was most devoted to the souls in purgatory, having made incessant prayers, penances, and sacrifices for them. He encouraged the faithful when he preached, and in his books, and in his conversations, to give to the souls in purgatory offerings like alms, as well as sacrifices, prayers, and penances, and other acts of virtue and devotional practices." Father Patrone adds, "St. Alphonsus Liguori was charitable all his life, not only with the living, but also with the dead, because he tried with penances, prayers, and sacrifices and indulgences to help the souls in purgatory. I am a witness of his having encouraged me to always give offerings to the souls of purgatory." And on this pious custom, St. Alphonsus wrote a novena, which he distributed throughout the city. Father Valpicelli states, "When St. Alphonsus Liguori passed in front of the cemetery, or when he heard that someone had died, and every day in the early hours of the night, he prayed the De Profundis, or Out of the Depths, referring to Psalm 130, for the souls of purgatory. He was so constant in this that when he was deaf and did not hear the bell that rang in the early hours of the night, he ordered me and others in the house to let him know so that he could give offerings to the souls in purgatory." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.